we are talking now in the context, I suppose, of one of the major stories that I would have missed while I was in my sickbed, and that was the two arrests of a couple, a man and a woman, in connection with the Kerry babies case, both released over recent days, a file being prepared for the DPP. Results of DNA tests are awaited in the case. So with me in our studio in Killarney here, I've got Killarney solicitor who's representing both people who were arrested, and that's Padraig O'Connell. Padraig, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
Where do things stand at the moment from your perspective on this? What would you like to see happen?
Jerry, just to put you in the picture, you indicated there in your opening that they were released. I want to emphasise they were released without charge.
Yes, indeed.
Now, in relation to the couple, they're in a state of shock, but they would hope to be back in their workplace very shortly, and they would hope to put their lives back on some meaningful track. It's been an appalling scenario that's been visited upon them, and they're recovering from that at the present time.
Okay. You're not happy with elements of how, speaking of them being released, particularly the female who was released?
Very much so. The lady was released from Castleisland Garda Station close to 8 p.m. on Friday evening, and she had to run the gauntlet of a frenzy of filmmakers and photographers who descended on the motor vehicle that she was being driven from the station by her solicitor. She was filmed and she was photographed. She's an innocent woman, and she now has to have in her mind that all this film and photography is there.
None of it published.
None of it can be published, Sherry.
Yes.
But it's there. And where do we go from here? Where are her privacy? Why was she not given by the Gardaí safe passage from the Garda station? It's my opinion that the members of the film makers and the camera people were actually on state property when they photographed her and filmed her. Why was she not given safe passage from the Garda station? A woman released without charge, an innocent woman.
And a file, as you said, being prepared by the DPP. Would you like to see that file being progressed quickly?
Well, I can assure you one thing, Jerry, that file will not be allowed to collect dust anywhere. I'm calling on it to be sent to the DPP immediately, and I'm calling on the DPP to deal with the matter as one of urgency. I firmly believe that the DPP will deal with it with all due expedition, but the file needs to be on her desk in the first instance.
Are you conscious this case is not a unique case? It's not no case is run of the mill, but you understand what the point I'm making. This is a 40-year situation here, an investigation into what happened to baby John. So the Gardaí have to try and exhaust and examine, and they're putting a huge amount of work into getting to where they are at the moment.
Nobody's any difficulty with the Gardaí investigating any alleged criminality.
Okay. And the speed at which this should happen, you want it to happen quickly because you believe your clients will come out the other side of it.
It's not that I believe my clients will come out the other side of it. I believe in my clients' innocence, and I believe there isn't a scintilla of evidence to justify their arrest, not to mind their charge.
Again, and I'm dancing ahead of a pin here because I don't want to go into any particular specific detail, but the crucial element here is results of DNA tests. So we'll all have to wait and all have to hold our court in relation to what happens pending those DNA tests.
My clients volunteered their DNA in the Garda station. They complied with the law in full.
Yeah, we have no indication as to when those test results will be brought forward, do we?
That's not a matter which I would have any control over.
No, but you'd like to see it happen quickly again.
Of course, but that's one aspect of the matter. The other is the aspect is the serious matter of two people who were arrested on suspicion of murder. And I'm telling you, and I'm telling anyone who wants to hear, there isn't a scintilla of evidence to justify that.
Okay.
And I'm telling you that no evidence was put before them that would justify that.
Okay. All right, Padraig, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us on the programme this morning and giving us your view on the situation as it stands.